News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Good morning. Ciao from Vatican City. And yeah, Shane, it was that waiting and staring at the chimney like you were at home or perhaps at work with the TV on. But to be here, it was something else, just the colour and the emotion. You mentioned emotion. And when that thick white smoke finally came, it did feel, well, I felt like that Kit Kat advert with the panda and the photographer. I nearly missed it.
No way.
I was about to interview a Frenchman when it all happened.
We have smoke. We have smoke. And it's... it's white smoke. We have white smoke here at St. Peter's Basilica. We've been waiting. It's white smoke. It's happened. We have a new Pope here at the Vatican. And the crowd have exploded. The bells are ringing here at the Vatican. It's happened, it's white smoke, and there is real scenes of joy.
The scenes. Henry, we were just talking here, I was saying I felt quite emotional watching it. What was the atmosphere like there? You could see on the TV people were crying.
Yeah, there were grown ladies crying, children crying, and this kind of emotion of a group of perhaps 50,000 people from all walks of life, from all over the world, including Rome, and Irish people amongst them too, some religious, some not, some Catholic, some Protestant, some Muslim. But it was like a rock concert, perhaps a tasty Italian ice cream mixed in with it, lots of beautiful people. The priest I met said it was like a Taylor Swift concert, and we're actually hearing that Pope Leo is a Swiftie.
Hi, I'm Father Michael Baggett, an American theology professor here in Rome. And as I was waiting for the Pope to come out, I could remember the excitement of seeing Taylor Swift in Dublin. And I have to say, the Eras Tour paled in comparison to the excitement here. So we have a new Pope, and we are going forward together on a common mission.
So this is equivalent to Taylor Swift.
Well, I think it exceeds it in a certain sense, with all due respect to Taylor, because we have hundreds of thousands of people from around the world united around a common faith, a common mission, and this is a moment of bridge building, of unity, and going forward to serve.
Yeah, wasn't it? John Lennon got into trouble for saying the Beatles were bigger than Jesus, but the Pope is bigger than Taylor Swift. I think we can definitely say that. Were the crowd surprised it was an American who became Pope, Henry?
Oh, Shane, hugely so, including the experts and the Americans themselves. The square was full of American flags. There was, I suppose, relief because we were waiting around for hours and hours for the different types of smoke. And finally, we were kind of caught off guard when it was white. And you could say there was almost like a love bomb of explosion and happiness. You could almost reach heaven. I know that sounds strange. You could almost look inside heaven. Here is a mum and daughter.
Bianca and Elsa, mother and daughter. It's the first American Pope. It's Pope Leo from Chicago. How do you feel?
You know, we are very excited and very surprised. We did a lot of research and we were really expecting popes from Africa, from maybe Italy, Philippines, everywhere. So we were kind of in shock. Still potentially are.
Was he on your list at all?
Not at all. No.
So there was 133 cardinals to choose from. He was nowhere near.
Nowhere near. Nowhere near at all.
And you're smiling. How does it feel that again a Pope is going to the Americas, this time the United States of America?
We're very excited. We're interested to see, you know, what he comes out with and hopefully bring some unity to the church.
Yeah, hopefully bring some unity to the church. Henry McKean in St. Peter's Square taking in that moment of white smoke and the new Pope Leo. We'll be returning to the story after 8 o'clock.
Just off the back of what we were saying, I was thinking about what we were there listening to people. Is it also that this is kind of a story of hope, Shane? In a dark time in the world where there's so much conflict all the time.
You see this kind face coming out.
You see somebody preaching peace and all of that.
Yeah. There might be something to that, Ciara.
An element.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.